Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Alexis Fink and Emily Hudson.
Hi, this is Emily Hudson.
And this is Alexis Fink.
And this is Intel on AI. Today, we're joined by Adnan Khalil, the Senior Director and Global Sales Strategist at Dell EMC for HPC and AI. Adnan, welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and your work at Dell EMC?
Well, thank you very much for having me on your podcast. It's a pleasure to be back. So yes, I work directly with a lot of customers who are involved in high-performance computing and AI. And as such, my primary interest is to make sure that they are achieving the sorts of success that they were looking for when they were evaluating the systems. I work very closely with all of our customers and our prospects. Also have a role in understanding future technologies and the role they can play in our product roadmap.
I understand that Dell EMC has something called a ready solution for AI. We're all aware in the industry that implementing AI solutions is not necessarily an easy task. So I'm curious to learn more about this solution and how it can benefit the enterprise.
Yeah, so I think we're all familiar that Dell has some great IT kit for the enterprise. And the feedback that we consistently heard from people is HPC and deep learning and machine learning, these are great technologies, but when it comes to standing them up and deploying them, there's consistent challenges because it's just so hard for the end users who are not familiar with this space. The software stacks are changing, especially on the AI side, where there's not that same level of maturity or people are looking for just ease of use and manageability. So they gave us this feedback. And the end result was we'd created this entire portfolio of ready solutions. And you know, we've got several different categories in there, if you will, like workloads. HPC is one of them. The other one is AI. And earlier this year, we had released something called the Ready Solution for Machine Learning, again, using Xeons as the main sort of workhorses underneath for accelerating machine learning workloads. And we're about to release a new product, which is the Ready Solutions for Deep Learning, but using Deep Learning Studio for Enterprise.
So when you call it a ready solution, can you help us understand a little bit about how much of the stack you're talking about here?
I like to think of it as almost as an appliance, but not quite, because, you know, appliance in people's minds sort of has this notion that it's fixed and it can't be changed. Where, you know, we've taken the approach where we still want to offer some level of customizability or flexibility for the end user, but it gives them the entire software stack, right from picking the servers that they would like. I mean, we've got all of these great sizes and wonderful consultants who can help you decide what exactly you need. But in terms of what you get in a ready solution is the servers, the interconnect, the storage, as well as the software stack, you get the deployment software. It could be either, you know, a commercially available one, something like Bright Cluster Manager or even OpenHPC for managing your cluster, as well as something called the Data Science Portal, that a piece of software that we've actually co-created with Intel, targeted with the end user in mind. So it's not so much the IT manager. It's really the person who's doing the data science. So let me just walk through some of the steps that are involved in trying to set up the model that you're trying to run. First, you have to log into the hardware, and then you're going to allocate it and then load the modules for the libraries and the framework and then work with your scheduling agent and start services and so on. So there's a lot of steps involved. Typically, you know, people may have some shortcuts for some of these things. But again, if you're trying to develop a new model, you have to do these steps upfront. Now, we've created the data science portal, one with the goal of automating as much of this as possible so you don't have to do this by hand or you don't have to do it by the command line. You know, you can log in via a GUI, you know, three clicks, you know, where you sort of put in your preferences and you're ready to go. And most of the users today, you know, they're all familiar with the Jupyter notebooks for their workflows and this integrates naturally with Jupyter. So again, the faster you can have your data scientists being productive, that's where you're going to realize your time to value faster. And that's really has been our goal, is how do we provide that seamless experience as quickly as possible in a cloud-like environment so that users don't have to go in and fiddle with the hardware, so they can be productive right away.
For years, I've said that the job of a data scientist is 90% not data science. It's all of the IT work and all of the data cleaning. And it's fantastic the way you're taking a lot of that tax out and letting the data scientists really do the core part of their job more efficiently and more effectively.
So the benefits of this solution sound incredible. We'd like to learn a little bit more about what actually makes up these Dell EMC ready solutions from a hardware and software standpoint.
So let's say today that if you were to build your own system, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, and what they end up doing is end up buying hardware. And then you've got to deploy the operating system, which is not a big deal, unless you're doing it for hundreds and hundreds of servers. But then where it becomes a bit more challenging is if you're trying to deploy all of the various frameworks and things that go along with it, like TensorFlow or Caffe or MXNet or CNTK. And then you're trying to make everything work together. And then you're trying to create a complex workflow that involves all of those different software components. And where this particular ready solution is really differentiated is that we've got the development platform that Intel's been developing that really takes the model development to the next level. What I'm really excited about is the fact that it provides this common API such that users can develop being agnostic of what sort of hardware is being used underneath. It could be Xeons today, it could be FPGAs tomorrow, it could be something else, you know, after that. But they still are developing in a high-level language that allows them to use all of the libraries that they're familiar with, and they don't have to bother about optimizing at the hardware level.
So that's fantastic. If you've got users who are continually upgrading their hardware, they don't have to rewire everything in terms of their code each time they swap out a component.
Yeah, and for most users, it's kind of like just buying a faster or a beefier Xeon. So it's going to give them that same level of experience. But in this particular case, you know, they could be running thousands of times faster with the latest generation of accelerators from Intel that are dedicated towards deep learning.
So speaking of customers, are there any particular industries or applications that are especially well suited to these kinds of deployments?
There's lots and lots of use cases we see. I mean, the ones where we've seen the greatest proliferation of deep learning or even machine learning today is in the financial services, where they've actually got a really good model to monetize some of these deep learning technologies. You know, one of a more recent use case I've seen is where insurance companies who've traditionally had access to a lot of curated data that they've analyzed for claims processing are using machine learning and deep learning to automate all of that such that, you know, you can just take a picture or a few pictures of a car after an accident or your roof after it's had some damage, and they can assess it very, very accurately as close to a human operator. So that's, you know, just one of the use cases out there. The other one where I've seen some good successes is in pharmaceutical companies that have lots and lots of video analysis to do. And typically they administer these compounds on test subjects and then they sort of look at how these test subjects behave. And in the past, this was annotated by hand by researchers. And what they've done is they've trained these neural networks to analyze these video feed faster than real time. So now you can go through many hundreds of hours of video feed much faster than you could and with fewer mistakes. So it lends a lot more accuracy to the studies and to the diagnoses and the drug discovery process. So those are just two of the common areas that I've seen.
Wonderful. So for customers or enterprises that would like to learn more about the Dell EMC ready solutions for AI or machine learning, what's the best way to get started?
Well, you can always go to the DellEMC.com website and look for AI solutions or AI ready solutions, and that'll take you to a page that's dedicated to all of our ready solutions today, all of the technologies, as well as the benefits and use cases and customer case studies.
Anand, thanks so much for joining us today. We've really enjoyed talking to you about the Dell EMC Ready Solutions for AI. I'm Emily Hudson.
And I'm Alexis Fink.
And this is Intel on AI.